Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. So we're following the race in Pennsylvania for the U.S. Senate and the Republican nomination. And it's been a tight race all throughout the race. Big moment came when President Trump endorsed Dr. Oz, who I am supporting. Well, Hannity, he's your friend. Of course you're going to support him. I actually have friends running in this election that I'm not supporting because I don't agree with their positions, and I don't believe they're going to fight to the degree that I'm going to need them to fight. Another thing I look at is electability. There are some people, you know, you check out their background, and you know that in a general election, they're just not electable. So Oz, for me, checked all of those boxes. It's so reminiscent of when I first went out in support of Donald Trump. I mean, I had one conservative after another, just ripping me to shreds, tearing me down, questioning whether I'm a true, real conservative, which I have been consistently on the radio now for 35 plus years and 26 and a half years on Fox News. And I put my reputation on the line because I knew Donald Trump, had long, lengthy discussions with Donald Trump, and I knew that he would govern as a conservative. And guess what? I was right, and all of my critics were wrong, and eventually most of them even came around and said, oh, Hannity was right. Well, they didn't quite say it that way. They just started supporting Donald Trump. They wanted to be like super Trump supporters. I see the same thing, and I have the same relationship with Dr. Oz. I know that he is America first. I know that he's Make America Great Again. I know that he is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. I know that he's going to fight for secure borders, energy independence. I know he believes in peace through strength. I believe that he understands the necessity of free and fair trade. I know that he will take seriously the vetting process of anybody appointed to the Supreme Court, and he supports constitutionalists to the Supreme Court, not people that will legislate from the bench. And as I've watched this race unfold, I've seen probably, if you add it all up, I've read some estimates from various locations, maybe $35, $40 million in negative ads have been run against him. Now, I saw the same phenomenon unfold when Donald Trump was running in a primary. Remember, he's up against 16 other people and he emerged successful. But they spent, in that case, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. $40 million in a Senate race is a lot of money. And I've seen these ads, and I've not spent a lot of time attacking the people that are running just nothing but negative ads. But when I see them, it makes the guy that I know, that I have personally vetted, unrecognizable to me. And that's sad, because it's a disservice to the people in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Bottom line. Anyway, here is the president. They had a rally for President Trump, had a rally Friday night in the pouring rain, thousands of people showing up, urging people to vote for Dr. Oz. And here's what he said.
So the primary is on May 17th, but early voting begins this Tuesday, May 10th. Get out and vote. Vote for Dr. Oz. He's an outstanding person.
All right, so now I know Donald Trump as well also. He doesn't support people that are not supportive of his agenda. But again, if you're in Pennsylvania and you're inundated with these ads day in and day out, you know, you begin to doubt, oh, what they do is they slice, dice, edit. You can do anything in an edit room. I work in television. I work in radio. I know how to do it. We don't do that. Anyway, here's Dr. Oz's latest ad.
It has been raining nonstop all day, but that has not stopped locals from turning out in force at a huge rally for Republican Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Rain all you want. We're going to have a lot of fun, Pennsylvania. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's time to start talking about greatness for our country again. That starts with nominating my friend, Dr. Mehmet Oz. He's a great man. Dr. Oz, I've known him a long time.
Do we love President Trump, Pennsylvania? When you save the soul of Pennsylvania, you save the soul of America. And the rest of the world is watching us. That's what we're fighting for. That's why President Trump, it means the world to me that you're here, sir. God bless you.
Dr. Oz is a man who truly believes in the MAGA movement. He believes it 100%. We can always count on Dr. Oz to stand up for the United States. And you're going to send Dr. Oz to fight for you in the U.S. Senate. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So obviously a big moment in the campaign. Dr. Oz joins us back once again. So we'll know 1 week from today how this primary comes out. Latest polls have you up. It's a very, very tight race with you, and it looks like now Kathy Barnett has come into second place with Dave McCormick now in third place. But it's a close three-way race by any measure. What's your take on why we're at this point? Do you think $40 million in negative ads has played a part in this being a tighter race than maybe I would have expected?
Without question, when they throw that kind of money at you, and President Trump warned me. He said, you're an outsider like I was, and the inside establishment is going to attack you. They're going to go crazy because they know that you won't follow their script. And as he predicted, they showed up. Ads from all angles, manufactured, all the things you said about me, where they said were not true. President Trump specifically in the announcement he wrote himself said I was pro-life. They've been attacking that. Strong on crime, the border.
But by the way, you've been pro-life your whole life. Just because you talked medically about when a child is viable does not take away your belief that you believe life begins at conception. If I understand it, that's a belief you've had your whole life.
It is, and I've been very vocal about it. In the actual interview that they claimed that I wasn't pro-life, I said I was pro-life in the actual interview. So, but it doesn't
matter. Welcome to the world of politics. It's a blood sport.
Exactly. And also, by the way, you know, he said I would fight for a supporter under siege Second Amendment. The NRA gave me their highest grade for someone who's not served yet in office. Ted Nugent endorsed me and others who love guns. And yet, that's one of the other big knocks. But here's the thing. I actually think Pennsylvanians are smart. They recognize that these ads are distorted. But what they did do was they sullied my reputation. By the way, my main opponent, Dave McCormick, experienced you know, something to a lesser degree, but also selling. And that gave an opportunity for a third contender to enter, which, you know, mixes it up even more. We knew that it was going to be a tight race. And this woman, Barnett, has now joined the fray. She's very different, though. She's, I got to say, in my opinion, I think she's a phony. Because, and you know, cause she's actually an insider. She claims not to be, but she's the worst kind of insider because she lost. And she lost big by 20 points 2 years ago to a weak Democrat.
Let me read some tweets. September 26, 2015. I've interviewed Kathy Barnett when she was on this radio program. And my interview, I was impressed with her. But I'm a little shocked at everything I've seen. She's claiming she's a MAGA person. She said about Donald Trump, we have Cruz, we have Ben Carson. I like Trump 2016. He's a riot, but he's nothing more than headlines, very little substance. Then she said the same day, you know, Trump 2016 is good for four beers and barbecue, but not as president. We are morally bankrupt, and we could do different. I'm not sure what the Twitter spelling here is. Then on September 28th, 2 days later, she says Trump 2016's moral character is questionable, braggadocious, plus constant jabs, four bankruptcies, brags, bending rules. Then she said in March of 2016, this is scary, Trump openly rejecting certain media who point out issues with him and his campaign. March 17th saying, we're not asking for perfection, but we should demand a higher moral character. Then I assume she means Donald Trump, you know, D crackhead down D street, whatever the hell that means. I can't read Twitter. But I mean, clearly she's not a Trump fan. How does she claim that she's MAGA?
I don't know. And even when we were on the debate stage 2 weeks ago, she said, you know, Donald Trump didn't make MAGA. We made MAGA and he came to us.
I actually have that cut. Let me play that. That caught my attention as well.
MAGA does not belong to President Trump. MAGA, although he coined the word, MAGA is actually, it belongs to the people. Our values never shifted to President Trump's values. It was President Trump who shifted and aligned with our values.
I'm not exactly sure what she's saying because he ran on that MAGA platform and created it.
Exactly, and I don't know how you would take that away from him. Especially after you've dissed him a bunch of times for not being all that capable, and he ends up winning and I think doing a superb job as president. But again, this is, we're not talking about comments from years ago. Less than 2 weeks ago at a debate that that everyone was able to watch in nationally, but also everyone that did watch in Pennsylvania, she said this. She was looking around thinking, why would she attack the fact that he was his legacy of coalescing MAGA together? But, you know, it goes on from there. There's so much about her. Every hour we discover something new. And it goes beyond. For example, if you're a law and order Republican, which, you know, I think we all should be in the primary especially, while violent protesters are burning down our cities, she was expressing a desire to join Black Lives Matter in Minneapolis. You know, the founding thought, yes. And she was right about the fact that, you know, these protests were necessary and important, and attributing these protests to systemic racism. So these are conversations that, and you know what, these are all on video. So you watch them all. You know, she nuances it. There's elements of it that you can sort of nod your head with, but it's a very aggressive approach. And, you know, at that same time period, by the way, when our founding fathers' statues were being torn down, she wanted to erect a statue to Obama. So I don't think these values align.
I did read that. That kind of caught my attention. And I guess the context is she had an idea, I guess, of Obama for Douglas statue erected near the Emancipation Memorial statue. I never knew a conservative that was really that fond of Barack Obama.
Well, I got to say, what we are saying here on the ground in Pennsylvania is that Kathy Barnett is the best chance for Democrats to capture Fetterman's seat, the next Senate seat. And I don't think anyone here is taking lightly that possibility. She's, you know, for most
this is what concerns me, and this is not personal in any way. As I said, when I had her on this program, I liked her, and I think she has enormous, I felt at the time she has enormous potential. A lot of this is new to me, and what I'm realizing here is, you know, somebody in a tightly bunched race that you're in the lead in could come out of nowhere and win this. And I would argue she's not a vetted candidate. And you know, this is a must-save seat if Republicans have any hope of taking back the U.S. Senate. This is not a game to me. You know, if you remember all the questions I threw at you for months and months and months before I decided to endorse you. I don't think my vetting process was could have been any more arduous. It was pretty difficult. I was putting you on the spot a lot.
Well, I'll tell you, there was a brilliant article in the Washington Examiner today written by Selena Zito, who you know, who raised that very question. She's a mystery woman, right? And but what we do know is concerning. But there's all kinds of questions about her, from what she claims about military service and, where she studied and when she actually moved to Pennsylvania. None of these were answered by her campaign staff when this writer, who's written up profiles on all the major candidates except her, because no one ever really knew much about her and thought much about her. So I recognize that there's a passion to find additional candidates. All makes sense. But we don't want to make a mistake, as has been made in past elections, even within the last decade, where we took strong candidates who had gone through a very arduous process that you described, had been attacked a lot because of that process, but at least you find out their weaknesses and whether they can stand up to it. And all of a sudden,
whether or not they can win in a general election, I cannot answer that question right now because there's not enough information. And the few things that I have found about her, especially, her being so anti-Trump, really surprised me. And this, I'm not sure where the Obama love came from, but I mean, certainly it's questions that need to be answered. Here's the problem. And Pennsylvania is mostly a day of voting state. This primary is in 6 days. Are Republicans able to vet her? And is that going to get into the political bloodstream of the Commonwealth well enough so people know exactly who Kathy Barnett is, just like they know who you are and who Dave is?
No, they'll be rolling the dice. She's not answering, at least her team is not answering calls from reporters, as I just shared. This is a major concern. And if they're not being challenged with the difficult questions that you asked me and other candidates have already had to withstand, then we're going to be tossing the dice on whether someone is a good general candidate. And again, the history of this process, when it's happened like this, is not a good one for Republicans.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back to a few more minutes. I'm going to finish my interview with Dr. Oz. Then we're going to get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, five ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue five babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donates securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
Hi, glad you're with us. 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we'll get to your calls. We're just holding over Dr. Oz as we examine these new poll numbers. He's in the lead in for the nomination for the Republican Senate seat that is open with Pat Toomey leaving in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And then the sudden rise of Kathy Burnett, who has not been vetted by anybody, any place, anywhere. And we'll get to that, back to that in a second. I was warning people because I saw the tens of millions of dollars being dumped on your head, and it made you, the person I know, unrecognizable to me. And I'm watching this unfold. I know people that work on other campaigns, and I said, this is not going to end well. This is a really bad idea when Republicans spend that much money just trying to tear down every other Republican in a race. She was ignored because her polls were so low. And now we're 6 days out and nobody's vetted her. And she's right up there, you know, just, you know, nipping at your heels. I guess you have a 2-3 point lead at this point.
It's tight. And it's up to us, both as candidates, to get the word out about the concerns we have over Barnett. But it's also up to her to be responsive. You know, come clean in all the things you're being asked about. Not responding to a well-respected journalist questions on simple things that, you know, you don't have to consult anybody with. You know where you grew up and where you went to school and everything. They should be shared. The fact that we don't even have those basic bits of information clear is a major concern, because what we are finding is a little unsettling. And I'll say it again. The fact that, you know, when the country's being torn apart, you're expressing a desire to go join BLM is a problem for me. I don't think those are the values of Pennsylvanians. And I know that if Pennsylvanians knew this stuff, they'd be upset about it. And, you know, no one wants to go out there and do the exact same thing.
If just the stuff that I saw made it into the political bloodstream of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, I would argue probably overnight 7-point drop of Kathy Barnett. I don't know if that's going to happen between now and then, which is a little scary, especially if you're factoring in this is a must-hold Senate seat, and whoever gets this nomination's got to win. And stuff I'm reading is pretty troubling, and somebody's got to, you know, get to the bottom of all of this. And I'm not sure with 6 days you have enough time to do it.
Well, you have a ton of listeners. This interview right now could change the course. Call your friends in Pennsylvania. If you're already in Pennsylvania, call a couple of friends. And I'll just give you one fact. Forget about all the other stuff. We're trying to put someone, if you're supporting her, in a position to campaign the last time she did campaign, less than 2 years ago, she got crushed by 20 points by a weak Democrat.
So that's in a general election. That's my fear. Anyway, if people want to see where you are on issues, et cetera, what do they do?
DrOz.com. I'm very transparent. Check it out. But, you know, get vocal, guys. This is this Latin week left. This is how Americans do. Be brave. Spread the word.
This is a must-hold Senate seat if Republicans have any chance of taking the Senate. Wow. Dr. Oz, we appreciate you being with us, and you have given me more time so I can give an honest assessment to my audience, and that's why I fully support and endorse your candidacy, and I hope a week from today we're able to have you on and celebrate a victory. This is getting a little scary to me. How do you have a candidate unvetted?
Well, to go with the vetted one, I trust Pennsylvania to do the right thing.
You know, I tell this audience I can explain conservatism in a minute, and I often do it. And some might say it's repetitive, but conservatism to me is not that complicated, and it makes the lives of the American people better. One quicker way to say it would be whatever Joe Biden's doing, do the opposite. But I think it's important for people to hear in your own words what drove you into this race, what made you leave a highly successful, well-paying, syndicated talk show, one of the highest-paying jobs in all of media, to do this, and what will you do for the people of the Commonwealth?
Love of country. I got tired of seeing how crises were affecting us, hurting our people, taking our jobs, you know, destroying our conservatism. And there's no point in me living out my days in the safety of a studio or an operating room, because ORs are actually pretty safe for the surgeons, and knowing that I could have done something to intervene and help, and I did. So I jumped into the race. It was an open race, lots of opportunity to reflect the values of Pennsylvania, which is a microcosm of the country. So Pennsylvania is often the deciding state in presidential elections, but also critically important for the Senate to hold our Republican seat. And my conservative values, I'll put out there real quickly. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Life starts at conception. Protect those little children in grade school. Don't let them get indoctrinated. Get them well-educated and provide them health care as they go and grow older. You got to control the border and have appropriate law and order in cities so their lives are protected. Liberty is all about the First Amendment, first for a reason. You and I value that. The Second Amendment is also part of that because it protects the First and all the other amendments. And finally, pursuit of happiness to me is about capitalism. It's the guaranteed form of freedom we all crave. And together with capitalism, we need individualism. We don't want to be a collectivist society where the government tells you what to do. Be yourself. It's the best way to deal with the major crises we face.
All right, Dr. Oz, thank you so much for being with us. 6 days of very important Senate race. We're watching very, very closely, and we appreciate your time as always. All right, to our busy phones we go. Tracy in the great state of Ohio. Tracy, it says you're a nurse. Are you a nurse?
Yes, I've been a nurse for 30 years.
Well, you know, my sisters were all nurses. They all got out of it eventually because it's such hard work, but and they're doing other great things. Every nurse I've ever met in my life has a heart of gold. Every single one of them. It's a special calling, and God bless you. 30 years, you had to be born to do this, because I know I would never want to do your job. It's too hard.
It takes a special type of person to be a nurse. You have to be a little mental, to be honest with you.
That's kind of like being a talk show host. It takes a special type of mindset. You got to be willing to get the crap kicked out of you every day and not care. And then you got to be a little bit off. I agree.
And you go back for it every day.
Every day.
But I wanted to call in. I think people need to open their eyes. I've been a nurse for 30 years. I was injured while taking care of a patient in 2018. I'm getting ready to have my fifth surgery, and I'm on workers' compensation, which is a fixed income that I knew nothing about workers' comp because I've never been injured at work. All the bills keep coming. The rates are going up. The electric company in Dayton, Ohio is raising their rates from 4.8 to 10.9. So it's going to double everyone's electric bills. What I didn't realize is I can no longer invest in my future because workers' compensation is not a taxable income.
What is the extent of your injury? How long do you think you're going to be out? Can you ever get back to work? Or is this...
This is my fifth surgery. I had tendons and ligaments ripped in my hand. And
that takes a long time to heal.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm doing everything I can do, attending all of my appointments and doing everything I need to do. And I did everything right before. I'm a conservative. I saved my money. I had my nest egg. I had invested in my future. Well, I no longer have a savings account, because all the prices have gone up. And for the last 2 years, I have, you know, done my due diligence and paid my mortgage and done everything. However, I can't sell my house because I can't get a loan. I don't have an income, even though I have workers' comp, if that makes any sense to anybody.
No, it does make sense. And first of all, you've done everything right. You know, you're like every American I know. They work hard, play by the rules, pay their taxes. They discipline themselves. They save money anywhere they can. They save for their retirement. You've done all of these things unforeseen. You have a severe injury. Now you're on workman's comp, and it's not adequate enough for you to keep your head above water. Now you got to dip into your savings. I would assume workers comp allows for rehabilitation and physical therapy, I hope.
They do allow for that, but I have to pay for my own health insurance out of that money, because I no longer have health insurance from a job, because I can't do my job.
How do they take, and you were injured on the job though, so how do they take that away from you?
Because they can write it into their policies at the organization that if you're on workers' comp for so many months, they can eliminate your position.
I'm going to recommend one thing first, and the second thing I'm going to recommend to you. First thing I'm going to recommend is you find a lawyer.
Okay.
A good lawyer.
I have done that so far. I have one.
Okay.
And I would make sure that that lawyer is very firm in stating that what they're doing is likely not going to fly with you. And then I would follow through. Don't make it an empty threat. Only do it if you mean it. And I would, it sounds to me like they have no right to take away your health insurance just because you're injured. Let me just tell you, as a matter of fact, anybody that works, for example, for this radio show, that has some difficulty, we're not just saying goodbye to you. We're going to work with you as long as needed, to help that person and get them recovered and get them back on the show as quickly as possible.
That's not
did you ever have any disability insurance at all?
Yes, and I unfortunately lost that when they eliminated my position.
Okay,
unless
you know what?
This
sounds
Cobra,
like
Cobra.
This has lawsuit written all over it to me. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to play one on radio, but you need a great workman's compensation attorney, somebody that's going to go fight for you and stand up for you. That's number one. The next thing you need to do is what you're doing, and that is get healthy as quickly as possible. Look, I've had a couple of injuries over the last year, and I haven't really talked about it publicly, and one was pretty severe, and I just worked hard to avoid surgery, worked really, really hard, and now I have the resources to do it. I also have the ability to sit during my job. There were days it was hard to move, but I did it. And, you know, the thing that I don't want you doing is reaching into your pocket and taking away all of your savings, all of your lifelong savings. So the thing that I'm going to recommend to you is maybe, possibly, I would double up on your physical therapy because that's what I did. They told me what to do, and I did it twice a day, not once a day. And I did it twice as hard. I didn't go the easy route, and I have a pretty high threshold for pain, so that wasn't a problem. And the other thing I would maybe look into, maybe there are ways that you might be able to, even with your injury, find income that you can bring into your household temporarily while your lawyer is working to get this righted for you, because it sounds to me like this needs to be corrected legally.
The other thing is, if you work, then you lose your workers' compensation income.
I should have known.
So it's a double-edged sword.
That's
You're
a double-edged sword.
Then
get that lawyer. And has he sent a letter yet?
Yes, he did. He started the process.
Well, how long do they think till you'll be able to get back to work?
I'm waiting for their approval for the final surgery. So I'm just sitting waiting now. I've been waiting for 3 months for them to say, okay, have that surgery.
You just can't make this up. By the way, thank you very much for your 30 years of service. Good grief.
Thank you. Well,
I really feel sorry for you. I will tell you, the system sucks. You know what most Americans don't know that I know? Before the midterm elections, everybody's health care is going to go up dramatically. We're already paying 250% more. Forget about keep your doctor plan and save money. That's out the window. Anyway, Tracy, God bless you. You're in our prayers. I'm sorry this is so difficult. It need not be this way, and sadly for you it is. Keep us in the loop. Let us know how this works out, okay? Feel better.
Yep, hopefully they learn. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern. Please set your DVR. Piers Morgan joins us. Dr. Oz joins us. Tulsi Gabbard. Kellyanne Conway, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert will join us, Larry Elder, and more. Set your DVR, 9 Eastern, Hannity on the Fox News Channel. We'll see you tonight, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, number two, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.